Hi, it's Fred Kumalo of Books and Beverages, hosted by City Press. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, and the breeze of the weekend is blowing into our offices, into our studios as we speak. And I'm joined in the studio today by one of the most fervent supporters and champions of South African literature. She has been a driving force behind the creation of a number of book clubs in Johannesburg. She has become a well-known moderator at various literary festivals, including the French Rook Literary Festival, Abantu Book Festival in Soweto, and many others, Time of the Writer. But also she has also helped many writers launch their careers in terms of offering her services for free as a moderator when they launch books at various bookstores, especially in and around Johannesburg. And the person joining us today is Lorraine Sithole. Mayor Sithole, please greet our listeners out there.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lorraine Sithole, and as Fred has said, it is a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon, and I am so excited to be on the other side of the mic for once and answering questions and just sharing about my love for reading and stories that come from home. So thank you, Fred.
Thank you. As you know, listeners out there, we celebrate South African writing, well, African writing at large, but the bias has been on or towards South African writers, even though we have hosted one or two writers from beyond the borders of this country. And Lorraine, as I just explained now, is one of the passionate and fervent champions and supporters of local writing. And so in that regard, I just wanted to, for you, because I've known her for many years now, for you to get a sense of who she is. I recall that we met, I can't remember, I think we first encountered each other through social media. And yes. Then we met at one of the many book launches that we've attended together.
Yes.
And I know you've been reading since high school and so on. But what sparked so much interest that you got involved in the creation of book clubs and the other platforms that promote literature?
Sure. I will try to. That is a very, very good question, because anything that is driven by passion and your love as a person for it, then, you know, whatever comes your way, you are able to sustain it. So reading, I mean, I've been reading for as long as I could read, and my love for books come from as a child growing up in the 80s, go Midlands. And remember, the 80s in the townships, they were very, very turbulent. So we were always indoors. But my granny subscribed to Reader's Digest, and we would wait for the postman to drop off the monthly package, and I would read it from cover to cover.
People have forgotten about the postman.
The postman, there we have. We have. And back then, you know, Reader's Digest back then were very huge volumes, you know, enough to sustain you for a whole month. And I remember one of the academic prizes that I won, Kostanet 3, was a book. Mm-hmm. And for me, having a book that was just for me stayed with me throughout my life. And as I grew up, I became interested in lots of things, how things were made, how many cultures learned to live within each other, what is happening in my own township, Midlands, what's happening in Soweto, and what's happening around the continent as a whole. And I just grew up in that environment, and also as someone who was always interested in finding out. You know, I don't believe in I don't know. I believe in I will find out. Mm. So that is how I consume information, and I kept this passion going throughout my life. And when my kids were younger, I had these very good two friends. Whenever we met, we would talk, Jorge, what are you reading? Have you seen this? And we decided to formalize this. 11 and a half years ago, the book club was formed. Although they have gone, they have since left the book club, because with anything, whenever your part in that story ends, you leave and move on to something else. But we have remained with an incredible, incredible 16 strong women group, ranging from late 20s to late 40s. Mm. So that is where the love of just getting like-minded people together to talk about books and reading in a non-threatening manner. Mm. And also we want our kids to understand that reading is not only relegated to the classroom, to the school. You know, today to Friday, you want the kids to be able to read beyond Friday afternoon, and the only way to do that is to surround your home with books, because not all titles that we want to read are accessible in libraries, and you also don't want toddlers to be roaming the streets looking for a library. So create that space in your own home for the kids. Mm.
What is your book club called?
The book club is called Bookworms Book Club. It's been in existence for 11 and a half years. We have read incredible, incredible books. I was actually counting how many authors we had hosted for an article I was writing for a literary journal. To date, we have hosted 182 authors over 11 years.
I am honored and humbled to have been one of those. Yeah, I know.
And yeah, I mean, we there are those that, you know, we will always host time and time again. We have our favorites that we always call whenever your title comes up. I mean, the way we choose books is a very democratic process. We vote. We vote on a title, and when the title, whatever is popular, then becomes the title for the month. If we can get an author for that month, it's a bonus. If we don't have an author for our book discussion, it's also still fantastic, because our discussions are not only focused on the author being there. It's a group of women who have read the same book. We come in for an afternoon. There is food. There is wine. We talk about our experiences with the story. We talk about what else we have seen coming out there. You spoke about social media. I mean, when we started the book club, the information was not this readily available. Right. You know, now we don't have to wait for the book club to share, or this is what has come out, this is what is happening. We just go, we have a very active WhatsApp group where we share on the daily up to 20 posts. Have you seen this? This is happening. Do you want to go? Let's do this. If you can't do this, this is for your kid. This is for a book. You're battling with a teenager. There's a book that has come out. I say, whatever problem you have in life, there's a book for it. Please.
Beautiful approach to reading and writing and literature. Now, the constant complaint or refrain from people out there is books by local writers are not easily accessible. The bookstores don't store them, and so on. But as a beneficiary of your generosity, as a writer who has been hosted by you guys, you have promoted our books through your book club, through your platforms and so on. But now you are upping your game.
Yeah.
You have started an initiative which is going to showcase South African writing, but also open it to the general public. Something is happening on the 11th. Of December that you are involved in. Please tell us about that and how people can participate.
Very, very exciting book festival coming up on the 11th of December. It is called the Gauteng International Book Festival, and through it we want to showcase the unlimitless of Africa, and also how our continent is so, so inspiring. And the reason we have named it Gauteng is because all the founders are from here. Three of us are from Soweto. Why not take something this special back home to the people who need it the most. And we have put a fantastic program, a literary program for the adults with 21 authors and 3 moderators. 2 of those authors are also moderators. And then we have a magical program for the children, which is running from 9 to 1 o'clock with 13 local authors. There will be games. There will be stories. There's going to be drawing. And on that program, what we have also included is an illustration session, because we are always in awe of how you translate text into those magical, beautiful pictures for young children. Why not bring in an illustrator to sit with a group of kids and just transform their lives with the magicality of drawing?
Wow, that's lovely. So tell us, when is it happening? What's the format? And how do people get there?
The format, I mean, if you have never been to a book festival, the format is very conversational based. Mm-hmm. All conversations are around the titles that are going to be promoted at this festival. So in curating the program, we were looking at what topics are currently important here in the country. I mean, there's a big conference taking place which is going to determine the future of all South Africans. So obviously we are very, very concerned about the state of our nation. So that is one of the big sessions that is coming through. We have Usongezo Zibi there, mm-hmm. Bekisisa Mube, and Tembeka Mkaitobi as well, with Mbushintabe moderating. So hopefully, we are hoping through that session, most of the questions that we have as South Africans are going to be addressed there. We have a session speaking on freedoms, all sorts of freedoms, from Southern Africa to our country, where we have Usunyati, whose book An Angel's Demise speaks about a young woman's quest for freedom across 3 countries. And also it speaks about the trauma that colonization keeps on heaping on black people year in, year out, irrespective of the generation. You know, we carry a lot of generational trauma, and that comes through Sunyati's book. And with Sunyati, we have Mepa Bramasigela, whose book, her memoir is
heavy,
like,
hitters right there.
It is so big. Joanne Joseph, who recently won the Nielsen Prize for the most popular book, as voted by South African booksellers, and a young, vibrant, upcoming author, Leila Manak, who writes The Sisters of the Circus. If you know the story of Sarah Bartman, that is the premise of that story, and it's going to be moderated by the fantastic, fantastic Dr. Daniela Demir, whose love and interest in African literature across the continent is renowned. And we also speak about our stories, the way we tell our stories. I mean, Bulelwa Mabasa, she wrote a book called My Land Obsession. She is a young girl growing up.
We hosted her.
Absolutely fantastic. And the works that she does now in land reform, land restitution, is such an important topic. And we have another young woman who is published by Blackbird, Bulani Mlilo Mpondo. So she has a collection of real life stories, which center her mom and her sisters, and the narrative is followed by these beautiful, beautiful pictures of these beautiful black women. And also Tsidiso Moletsane, I mean, who would have thought Junks could win, you know?
Wow. The Sunday Times. Wow.
I mean, he pushed boundaries. As someone who grew up in Midlands, which is not far from Dobsonville, that is where the main character comes from. As a mom, it was very, very difficult for me to digest that book. But you also read it as a young person. Imagine if I were a teenager living in 2022, all those things I would be familiar with. But because I'm a mom of teenagers, you know, sometimes I get very shocked by the things that they do, but I forget that I was a teenager at some point. Exactly. I did probably more or all of those things that they are currently doing. So also on the program, it's important for us to showcase emerging authors, you know, to show the world that the space is growing. We are nurturing young men and women. We are encouraging them to write stories at whatever age. You don't have to wait until you are 80, 90, 100 to write your own stories. And then we have, I think for me, one of the biggest sessions we have there is a celebration of our stories, where we have you, Fred Khumalo, there, Dudu Busani Dube. I mean, Dudu Busani Dube is a classic MBA case. I mean, classic case. Terry Ann Adams.
I mean, that's, you know, I'm so envious. I'm so envious of Dudu. I mean, she wrote this series of books. Some people are not familiar with the books. Mm. They're more familiar with the TV series.
The TV series.
The Wife. The Wife is based on her books. It's amazing.
It is based on the first three books. There are other three books. I'm hoping that she would be able to secure the rights to adapt them as well. But what that series has done, it has sparked a huge interest in those three books.
That's wonderful.
So the number of times she is republishing, reprinting is just astounding.
Yeah. It's a classic South African success story.
It is.
In literature. So, people out there, we're talking about books in South Africa and the diaspora. We're talking about an upcoming literary festival that's taking place in Soweto on the 11th of December.
Yeah.
It's a jamboree of literature. People can buy tickets online.
Yes.
In fact, you are advised
to
buy tickets online. Lorraine is going to share the details as to how you go about that. It's on the 11th at Ubuntu Crawl in Soweto. Ubuntu Crawl is not very far from the famous Vilakazi Street. Who doesn't know Vilakazi
Street? Yeah, no, it's
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful occasion or event, which is family friendly. You can bring your kids, you can bring your friends, there's food. And of course, the different booksellers will be selling books there.
Yes.
So you get to interact with your favorite authors, and you get to meet authors that you have never read of or heard of. And they sign those books for you for free, as is the habit. They don't charge you for those beautiful signatures.
Shade!
So Lorraine, is there anything else that you would like to say, not only about the festival, but about South African writing as it stands now, where you think it's going, and where you think the opportunities are, and so on?
South African writing is growing from strength to strength. This is evident in the number of books that are published across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the number of titles coming from the self-publishing industry are just mind-blowing.
I can't cope with the deluge of books out there. Yeah.
You know, not only are people writing, but they are also investing in their work, because you have to pay for the production process
if you're self-publishing.
So those titles are coming fast and furious, and also looking at the literature landscape in general. You know, just having Tsidiso win this major prize is such a major scoop.
And being a first-time author.
I mean, this is his debut book. He's a young man. Uizola Kolikeshining. He is so laid back. He does not have any airs and graces. It is just testament to the way we write and think about authors and books is constantly evolving.
Yes.
That, you know, it is not those people. Mm-hmm. Everyone can write.
Yes.
Everyone can write. Everyone's story is important.
It's not those recluses with big beards who sits by themselves, who don't interact with...
Everyone can totally, totally write. And, you know, that is what we wanted to showcase as well on this program, Gauteng International Book Festival, that every day, especially in Joburg, we have so many things that are celebrating authors, publishers, and the people who invest in books. But with this one, we are saying everyone must just come into one place, and we host a big jamboree. We're saying it's our way of saying thank you, Fred, thank you, Dudu, you know, for giving us these stories, for investing time and energy and intellectual property into these stories. And the reason now we have two programs, we don't want parents to say, I can't come, I don't have a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
So kids under 12, It's free, but mm-hmm. they have to be accompanied by adults. You can't just drop off your child and disappear. You have to come with your kid at this festival. And the children's program, it is so, so special because it ends with every child who has attended the children's program is going to leave home with a hamper of books, recreating that feeling that I have always kept since I got that first book of mine. I framed it. It's in tatters. I framed it because it was so, so special. The feeling for me, I will never, ever forget it. And that is what we want to replicate for the kids.
Yes.
That parents, no need to worry over December. Where am I going to get books? How am I going to get these books? Once you are at the festival, any child under 12 is going to go home with a hamper, a specially curated hamper of books to take home and read over the holidays.
So there you have it, people out there. Thank you very much. This is Books and Beverages. And of course, this Friday afternoon, we are indulging in some beautiful Chardonnay from Devonville Hills. Yeah, it's Book and Beverages after all. So Lorraine has shared a literary appreciation journey with us, and she has told us about this upcoming festival on the 11th of December. Look out for online and social media notices.
Yeah.
It's called the Gauteng International Book Festival, to be held at Ubuntu Crawl in Soweto on the 11th of December. And yes, Lawrence Tolle, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This has been such an honor.
Thank you.